I have so many of my clients that do dumb things and they want a spouse, a business partner, associate to forgive them. And I tell them, stop asking for forgiveness. Stop saying you're sorry. Just forgive yourself.
This is the playbook.
If you could give me one quality of people to work for me, I would have only one quality. The top quality, fast learner. Fast learner. I can't think of a better thing to have for someone to work with me, because that means that they could handle mistakes, more of them, and learn from them faster and get farther. Fast learning, you gotta have an open mind, open heart, and open hands to fast learn, but fast learning, that's what I'm looking for. I don't care. You can go on YouTube and learn skills. I can help. I already have the knowledge of who. I'm probably one degree of separation from everyone, but the knowledge of what, you can get all over the place as well. But I can't teach a non-fast learner. I mean, if you're a fast learner and you have a desire that you must be what you can be, that's what makes the difference for you and for others working with you. I have so many of my clients that do dumb things and they want, you know, a spouse, a business partner, associate to forgive them because they're human and they said something stupid or did something stupid. And I tell them, stop asking for forgiveness. Stop saying you're sorry. Just forgive yourself. Change your own energy. Tell yourself, I'm doing my best. I'm learning lessons. I've learned a lesson. Make a commitment to yourself not to do it again. Don't stumble on the roadblocks behind you. Know that you are in the majority, meaning 100% of the people. I know some guy got all frustrated in a video I did because I said everyone makes mistakes. Everyone makes mistakes, so everyone needs to forgive themselves for making those mistakes. 100% of the people, Mr. I don't like you to use the word everyone makes mistakes. So know that you're in the majority when you make a mistake, and also know that that's the process of learning, that pain, mistakes, failures, and setbacks are an indicator you have a better place to be. Somebody asked today on the live about young entrepreneurs, like, how do I get over this breakup? Just consider it like putting your hand on a stove when you were 3 and your mom slapping the back of your hand and screaming at you, no, don't do that, and you crying going, why are you punishing me? Breaking up with that girl or guy is not punishment. Same way my mom was protecting me, I believe the higher source is protecting me, promoting me to someone better, or it's gonna make that situation better, meaning same person that broke up with me is now going to acquire some knowledge about the relationship and change and make that relationship better. This is the truth. And the more that you have that faith and the more statistically you act upon that faith, you're gonna end up pragmatically in a far better place. In other words, protected at all times and promoted at all times.